This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. This is the Labor Day edition of What's on Your Mind, and we're going to celebrate some good hard labor today on the program. Looking forward to that. Thank you to each and every one of you that labor day in and day out doing whatever it is you do, from something like, hauling the garbage around. I don't want to, pick on any particular profession, but I don't think if we lined up 100 people, more than maybe 96, 97 would raise their hand to say, I'd love to do that for a living. But somebody has to, right? And somebody does, and with a smile on their face, and gets it done day in and day out. I don't know about you, but they pick up the garbage where I live, Todd. Do they pick it up where you live?
Without tomorrow.
On schedule?
They'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly right. Mm. So, one example of one of the many. I mean, just think about the amount of things that get done every day that we just take for granted. Well, somebody is laboring. So anyway, Labor Day is that day where we recognize those that are working hard. And we have an interesting program lined up for you today, a little different. We're going to take some stories that have been chronicled in a publication known as 360 Review. It's a magazine, actually, published by the University of Mary, and they cover energy and agriculture and finance and culture and faith issues here on the Northern Great Plains. And it's not a People magazine kind of read, right? It's an in-depth analysis or inquiry or reflection, I guess, on important issues and trends and different events happening in and around and affecting our region. Special focus on North Dakota, where the University of Mary is where we are. So, but there's some stories about the surrounding states that come in from time to time as well. So, kind of neat. So we have picked out a couple of stories, one of them about drones. And drones certainly have been in the news a fair amount. We were recently up at the UAS summit. UAS is another name for drones, unmanned aerial systems. Drone people usually think of just the aircraft, but there's so much that goes behind the whole UAS space. As one of our recent guests said, there's nothing unmanned about unmanned aerial systems, because it takes a fair amount of, maybe you have pilots on the ground, you have, people that have to analyze the data. There's just a lot of different things, a lot of different people, a lot of different labor that goes behind those. So anyway, we're going to talk with a fellow by the name of Mark Mills, who wrote this piece, talking about how North Dakota is getting some pretty significant attention, recently called even in a major publication, the Silicon Valley of the UAS space. How about that? We'll take that. Then we're going to talk with Karen Herzog. She wrote a story for 360 Review called Tribe, Time, and Trait, German Russians on the Prairie. And that's talking about some early settlers here, and talk about labor. These folks know how to work, right? Grit and faith and tragedy and endurance, and coming from halfway across Europe to the Russian steppes at the offer of free land here, and kind of neat. Big families of the German Russians started arriving in the Dakotas around the 1880s. So lots of neat stories there that we get to dig into a little bit today on the program. German Russians on the Prairie before and after World War II. So we'll dig into the culture a little bit with that one. We're going to talk with Professor Dr. Brenda Werner on the program today. She has written a piece for this 360 Review called Educating Students in Poverty. How do you do that? What kind of work are we doing with that? Educating students in poverty. And then our final piece today will be closer to the Robo Rubicon. And this sort of takes the drone technology, the possibilities from the drones to the next level. If you can do that, what else can you do? And what would that mean? So another technology labor that we're going to tackle today on the program. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. It's one of those, I guess, these topics are not topics we typically would get to day in and day out on the program, because we're usually dealing with headlines or you know, something else along those along that nature that you don't get to it. So Labor Day holiday show, we said, let's do this. We're going to do it today on the program, so I look forward to it. What else can we tell you? I guess a little bit of news on this Labor Day related to the unlawful protest that happened on Saturday. Here is a news release from the Morton County Sheriff, Kyle Kirkmeyer, titled, Private Security Officers Ambushed and Assaulted by Protesters. Now, we've been saying for some time that this is an unlawful protest, mostly because it's on private land or government land. And where the protests are taking place, there's not permission to do so. They're blocking roads. They're on, and, of course, that in and of itself is illegal, but also it's illegal to stop. You can't, in other words, a project like this that has the permits, that has everything necessary, permission to be on the land, and is doing its work, you just can't go up and stop it. You can't do that. That's against the law. And there's been many examples of that. Well, Saturday was another rather disturbing, lot of social media video about this. And here's the law enforcement report on it. Around 2:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon, a group of protesters launched a march from their camp located on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers land, again illegal, to where construction was taking place on the Dakota Access Pipeline on private property on the west side of Highway 1806. This march illegally blocked traffic in both lanes of the roadway. We have three things now that have been illegal in one paragraph. Once protesters arrived at the construction area, they broke down a wire fence. You can't do that. Stepping and jumping on it. According to numerous witnesses, within 5 minutes, the crowd of protesters, estimated to be a few hundred people, became violent. They stampeded into the construction area with horses, dogs, and vehicles. Protesters physically assaulted private security officers hired by Dakota Access Pipeline. The security officers were hit and jabbed with fence posts and flagpoles. According to several reports from security officers, knives were pulled on them, or they witnessed protesters with large knives. Here's some reports from security officers. One of them said a crowd of 40-50 pushed him against a vehicle, jabbed in the side with a wooden fence pole. And there's video of some of this. Kicked in the knees, causing him to fall to the ground. He heard people saying, stop him, kick him. He's not going to leave. Another security officer, as he was getting into his truck, he was hit in the back by a fence post. He witnessed protesters trying to stab canines with knives and flagpoles. He reported witnessing eight large knives on protesters. Security officer number three, a protester pulled a knife on him and his canine. Security officer four, assaulted by a protester on a horse, pushed off a construction crossing. His canine was stepped on by a protester's horse. Security officer one was taken to a Bismarck hospital. Investigators have taken three formal reports of injuries from security officers. However, according to witnesses, several additional security officers were assaulted. Two security canines were also taken to veterinarians to be treated for their injuries. Law enforcement from Morton County, Burley County, and Highway Patrol responded to the construction site. The crowd of protesters left the scene without further incident. The Morton County Sheriff's Department, in cooperation with the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, is investigating the incident. Any suggestion that today's event was a peaceful protest is false, said the sheriff. This was more like a riot than a protest. Individuals crossed onto private property and accosted private security officers with wooden posts and flagpoles. The aggression and violence displayed here today is unlawful and should not be repeated. While no arrests were made at the scene, we are actively investigating the incident and individuals who organized and participated in this unlawful event. Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Ah, Just another Saturday at what is being wrongly labeled by the organizers as a peaceful protest. I know what I'm about to suggest is not easy, but I think this investigation should bear some significant arrests as a result of this, and that law enforcement should begin arresting people immediately. I mean, if I'm on land illegally, I come off the land on the roadway, you're arrested. Why? Trespassing. Boom. Next one. Just keep doing it, because this is becoming the issue du jour across the United States from the green extremists. This is no longer about the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's about a myriad of causes, mostly related to green extremists. I think the Bernie Sanders crowd. But dangerous day Saturday, very dangerous day, as you can see from the eyewitness reports from the Morton County Sheriff right there. Just in case you missed it on your holiday weekend. All right. 360 Review coming up next on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options, I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Look at the calendar and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You're literally going to have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing, too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710, for a free in-home estimate.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can. North Dakota Oil does. North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting's coming up here, a couple of weeks away. Three from today, to be exact, right? 19th, I guess. Yeah, today is the 5th, and not next Monday, but the Monday after. It's a couple of weeks away. Anyway, the it starts Monday the 19th with something for the folks in Minot that I really think you should take in called Bakken Backers. Bakken 2.0, free and open to the public. That's something I would really encourage you to. A lot of good experts there. And then the meeting itself kicks off Tuesday. Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor, will be speaking. Pete Hegseth, the author of Getting in the Arena, Why Our Great Republic Needs Good Citizens More Than Ever. Pete is an Iraq and Afghanistan war vet and author, obviously, and also you see him regularly on Fox News Channel. Jack Stark from Continental Resources will be the lunch keynote speaker that Monday, but it goes all of Monday, all of Tuesday, Wednesday, and as I mentioned, the public event Monday as well. So a lot going on in Minot for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Hope to see you there. Our next guest is the editor-in-chief of 360 Review, Energy, Agriculture, Finance, Culture, and Faith on the Northern Great Plains, Patrick McCloskey. Patrick, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Fine. Great morning. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, we're looking forward today to digging into 360 Review. I love the first one. I love the second one. And as I said to the audience earlier, these are, you know, not your typical People magazine kind of stories, right? They make you think a little bit. Right. They get into some topics that you don't see everywhere else, and they're very centric to what's happening here in our part of the world. How did the 360 Review come to be? Tell us what this is all about.
Well, there's a couple of things going on. One is it is part of our mission at the university to serve the people of North Dakota and surrounding areas. And one thing I noticed is there is no major magazine in this area, so this is an attempt to provide that. We have long-form journalism in terms of going deeply into issues, the point of which is to elevate the conversation, allow bring people in your listening audience and in the university's audience, and have a more substantive discussion about some of the issues that are rooted here or affecting us, or that in fact we are affecting the rest of the world.
And there has been two of these 360 reviews now, right?
Right, correct.
So do they continue? This is something that just as these stories accumulate, you put out any kind of a schedule to the 360 Review?
Well, there's so much that we're doing at the university, it's hard to stick to a tight schedule. We'll plan another one for later this year or in the spring. To some extent, most of the writers are university professors who have a heavy teaching schedule. We're a teaching university. But what 360 Review allows us to do is to take their brain power and focus it on important issues. And it's my job to take academic writing that they are used to doing and translate it into, more accessible journalistic style, and then work with Jerry Anderson, our art director, about illustrating the issue.
So let's talk about a couple of things in this one. We're going to focus on four particular stories today on the program. The first one with Mark Mills, who is a smart guy. Love reading Mark's work and following what he does day in and day out. So it's neat to have him contribute to 360 Review, but we're going to talk about drones and North Dakota. Why did you select that as a hot topic?
Well, there's so much going on in North Dakota regarding drones. The FAA chose North Dakota as an official drone test site, and we have Grand Forks Air Force Base right next to Grand Sky. So there's a huge and quickly developing industry in drones, as well as the University of North Dakota has training programs, and it's all sort of working together. So, we're having this quickly developing industry. But it's going to have pretty quick effect. I mean, right now there's an experiment going on with drone systems from Israel, for example, coupling together with North Dakota, and regarding precision agriculture, which will have a big effect long term. So that's going on here. And Mark also brings in, and you can ask him about this, the energy implications of drones nationwide, which is really interesting because, of course, we're an energy-producing state, so this is bound to have an effect on producing producing electricity as well as gas and oil. So it's just a really interesting article that is a foundational article for the issue.
We're going to talk with Karen Herzog about tribe, time, and trade, German Russians on the prairie. What was your takeaway from that, Patrick?
Well, obviously, German Russians have had a big effect in North Dakota. And Karen, of course, is of German Russian extraction. And she writes both in the third person about the phenomena and in the first person about her memories growing up and about the transition from in her parents' lifetime from pre-war World War II communities where everybody still spoke German as well as English, of course, post-war, and sort of some separation and loss in that culture, but its long-term and lasting effect on North Dakota.
And also, one of the professors at the University of Mary, Dr. Brenda Werner, is writing about educating students in poverty. Interesting topic there, just to even the term. You say, okay, wait a minute, educating students in poverty. Yeah, I guess that would be a little bit tougher. What's your takeaway on Brenda's piece?
Well, there happens to be a school right here in Bismarck that's doing a remarkable job, and that's what Dr. Warner is writing about. It's Dorothy Moses Elementary School that has a wide range of ethnic groups, racial groups, poverty levels, and a lot of children from broken families, which, as you well know, really increases the difficulty in teaching kids. They're dealing with so much outside of the classroom that, to have them at school alert, working, and not worried about what's going on at home is a very difficult task. So the school works on a lot of the wider issues with that the children deal with, as well as very loving environment and a very effective curriculum.
Last one is one you co-wrote that we're going to talk with you a little later on to wrap up the discussion today. Robo-Rubicon. Getting a little closer to a Robo-Rubicon. And this kind of ties a little bit to the drone thing, the next stage. What in a minute or less, give me your takeaway on this.
Well, we've reached what we consider a moral Rubicon regarding drones and other robotic weapon systems. I wrote this with General Latif, who spent his entire career in weapons development, and he's always been concerned about the moral dilemmas that these raise, and the particular instance here is lethal autonomy. Drones and other weapon systems are now technologically capable to program them such that they would make kill decisions on the battlefield. Currently, soldiers make that decision and it goes up the chain of command, but we can, and a lot of technology and conditions are pushing us more and more towards full robotic autonomy, which kind of, raises the question, what value do human beings have if machines
are... What it does is make you think.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a little of that today. All right, you'll be back a little later on that topic. Thank you, Patrick. More coming up, folks.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doing a 360 review today of some interesting topics that intersect with things that are happening in the great state of North Dakota. 360 Review is the name of a magazine the University of Mary has put out in their summer-fall 2016 volume on energy, ag, finance, culture, and faith on the Northern Great Plains. They have a great chronicle of some things that are happening in the drone space. We're going to talk about that next. We are brought to you today on What's on Your Mind by OurOldNumber.com. With our busy lives, it seems we're never home anymore. You too? Man. So imagine the feeling of freedom if your home telephone number could be as mobile as you are and your family. Well, now you can with OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. You can find out all the details at OurOldNumber.com or call them at 800-774-0530, 800-774-0530, or online at ouroldnumber.com. All right. Our next guest is Mark Mills, and Mark has written a piece for the 360 Review that we're talking about today. This one on technology. Mark is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a faculty fellow at the Northwestern University McCormick School of Engineering. And he's written Drone Coincidences, Maryland, Reagan, and North Dakota, talking about how Grand Forks has become Silicon Valley for drones for military and commercial applications, something we've reported on a fair amount. But it was neat to read this and get outside of the sort of company-by-company, you know, view and look at this from the broader perspective, which Mark did well for this piece. Mark Mills, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
So from afar, you can see that North Dakota is fast becoming a big player in the UAS space here, I guess, huh?
Well, but one of the pioneers, in fact, as you know, and probably a lot of your listeners know, in the automated air flight space with the conversion of the great Air Force base right in your backyard, Grand Forks, into an all drone base.
You know what I found interesting is I guess I didn't really trace the history of this. Hadn't thought much about where they all started, but you know, like the internet, you know, sometimes there's a military history to this that evolves into a commercial thing. But you did a nice job of tying this back to the World War II era with Marilyn Monroe and later Ronald Reagan, first as a member of the armed forces in World War II, and then later as president. But talk a little bit about the history here.
Well, you know, the idea of having remotely piloted the aircraft, which we're calling drones, of course, goes back to World War II, not just with Marilyn Monroe, which is kind of fun, but the first drone was flown by the United States Navy off of Long Island in 1941 or 42. And they decided at the time it was expensive, difficult. I mean, basically, the airplanes were up to it, but you know, the computing and radio control technologies were too difficult, too expensive. So everyone knew it was doable. And it's a fascinating piece of history when I was doing the research on this. Came across a photograph of Norma Jean, of course, the name of Marilyn Monroe, as a young woman before she changed her name and became the star that she became. And she worked during World War II as an assembler in a drone company in Los Angeles Basin. This company made drones for target practice for anti-aircraft gunners. So it was kind of cool to see a picture of Marilyn Monroe holding a propeller for a drone. And the interesting coincidence in this sort of historical trajectory was that the young captain who dispatched the photographer to take that picture was a Captain Ronald Reagan. He was, because of his eyesight, he was seconded, in the Army to run a sort of a public relations unit, and he sent a photographer off to take a picture of Marilyn Monroe. And apparently, the way, I don't think it's apocryphal, it's that photograph that came to the attention of people later in Hollywood, sort of launched a career. So there's a little irony here that North Dakota drones and Captain Ronald Reagan and Marilyn Monroe sort of all come full circle to have some connectivity in history. Kind of fun.
Yeah, that's neat. It really is. Now, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, you got to have an acronym if you're in the military, in the Reagan administration, is what really got the drone space going. And that has led to really, I don't know if it's, household knowledge or common knowledge among folk, but I mean, the Predator and the Global Hawk, incidentally, that both have now representation in Grand Forks in the military space have really transformed our ability to go after the bad guys, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I mean, the first use for the drones were surveillance. So you can fly aircraft with cameras in them, and as everybody knows, that's what most consumer or toy drones are used for. They're used for carrying cameras, looking at things. And it's true in commercial business for farming and for safety and rail lines. But there's no question that the use of drones for surveillance has really transformed warfighting and safety, frankly. Drones are also weaponized to some extent, although that's the minority of use of drones in the military. And, of course, those have been made infamous in hunting down perps and bad guys and terrorists in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Yemen. And so the military is able to fly these from great distances. In fact, you know, fly them around the world from bases in North Dakota. I think the real interesting thing here, to your point, is that the military often can't afford to push the envelope of certain technologies ahead of the commercial sector. But it's the commercial sector that really provides the velocity and market for these technologies. And the computing began, as some of you may know in your audience, in the war effort to track ballistic trajectories. And it's not much of a market for doing that. And, of course, the development of computers went far beyond military uses almost immediately. It's the commercial drones that companies have started to put into play, and not just for toys, but everything from monitoring crop health and agriculture, looking at pipeline safety, wedding photography. You know, I mean, it's the applications, as most people know who read about this, are almost limitless. And even to talk about package delivery, it seems sort of fanciful, but it's not that crazy. It's already being done commercially in Africa. Much easier to get critical medications to villages in Africa from a central depot using drones than trying to drive them on cars on bad roads and having them stored remotely where the clinics don't have enough refrigeration capacity. So deliveries of critical medicines are already being done. It's a commercial practice of saving lives in Africa using drones. It's the beginning, sort of the tip of the spear of a revolution that I think is really quite substantial, quite fascinating, and not without some controversy. You know, probably some of your listeners heard about the I think it was in Montana where the homeowner, the gentleman, was unhappy with the drone flying over his backyard with a camera, and of course, what he thought was spying on his teenage daughter sunbathing, shot it down. Well, the rest of the neighbor was unhappy. It was eventually exonerated, but it sort of brings out to the front of mind some of the controversies that will doubtless come more often as drones get cheaper and more ubiquitous and easier to use.
Yeah, you certainly hear security and safety concerns being raised, but the possibilities that come from so many areas seem to sort of outweigh those. Everybody recognizes they need to be dealt with and addressed. You can't sweep them under the rug, but they don't provide roadblocks to stopping what is just limitless possibilities. I didn't even think about this, and that's why I love this piece in this magazine, but never really thought about, okay, if the drone space gets to where you can easily see it going once commercialized, how in the world will you power all these things? And you talk a little bit about that. Is that a roadblock that we're not thinking about, the energy to power them?
So I don't see it as a roadblock. A lot of people do. When they think about energy, they worry about not having enough energy. I would say North Dakota, if no other state of the union has done a good job at proving it, it's been North Dakota, that the issue is not that there's not enough fuel or energy in the world. It's about technology and pricing, and as North Dakota proved at the Bakken, things have slowed down a little bit now, but it's still an extraordinarily productive region. But the interesting thing about drones is a truism. Everything consumes energy. There is, to use the simplistic expression, there is no free lunch in the world. And when it comes to energy, there's absolutely no free lunch. So the rule of thumb here is if you do something that's going to consume energy, if you do a lot of something, it'll consume a lot of energy. Flying consumes more energy than driving. Let's just be, this is sort of like a confess here, as you know, I'm a physicist, and this is sort of locked into the laws of the universe we live in. It doesn't matter how good you are at flying. Moving a pound of something in the air is 10 times more energy intensive, consumes 10 times more energy per pound than taking along the ground on a truck or rail or car. What that translates into is that if we decide, and I think we will, that the last mile of delivery, which people talk about, the last little bit of delivery of something to people and to businesses could be done more economically efficiently and faster, more conveniently by air with drones, then we'll do it. But it guarantees that we'll use more energy for that last mile of delivery than we do by truck. And if we do a lot of it, it can have quite a substantial impact. It could actually come into numbers that are, it's so-called move the meter and consuming energy.
I love your piece in noting that long before drones carry significant freight in the first and last mile of delivery, they'll carry the weight equivalent of at least 1% of freight for other industrial and agriculture applications, which will require an additional 250 to 300,000 barrels of oil per day, or to provide relevant context, over one-fourth of the Bakken's current output. So,
exactly.
It's good for the oil industry. It's more demand, and certainly that's one of the reasons prices are where they are right now. So,
yep.
And that's the small numbers. All right, I have only about a half a minute left. Put a cherry on top of all this for us. What do average everyday North Dakotans need to know about this space?
Yeah, I think you put your finger on it. The technology trends that people think mean we use less energy in the future, like drones and robotics, don't mean that. Uber and self-driving cars. The world's going to need a lot of oil for a long, long time. It's very bullish for North Dakota in the long run. So the technology synergy, technology drives demand, and technology makes it easier for us to produce more oil. I think the Bakken has a long-term strong play in global markets.
And think about that. Where are they going to be built? How are they going to be powered? What do we do with all the data that you get from them? You talk in your piece about the work of the chancellor of the North Dakota University System, who's a cyber fellow at the New America Foundation and a real thinker on this issue, Dr. Mark Hagerot. You just listen to him for 5 minutes and you start realizing the different possibilities. Can you hang on just a minute, Mark? We'll finish this on the other side of the break. I'm up against a hard break, but I want to just to pursue that data piece a little bit, because that's another one I don't think we think about enough. Labor Day edition. What's on your mind? More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. Does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on four radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slaybaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Apache, our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. You can find them at highplainsapache.com. I'm going to do a little browsing today and take a look at their new and used inventory, find out more about the ET Ag Center. I could tell you this, that ET Ag on-site retail store has more than 50,000 sprayer parts. Spray tips and pumps and hoses and fittings and valves. And with that ET Ag Center, they can offer parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just the Apache sprayer. So, every brand of sprayer, Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, all of your application parts, any make, any model. Yes, they're your Apache sprayer dealer, and they're darn proud of that. A great sprayer. And quit the windy year. Drift, always a worry to producers, is an example. They have that electronic drift management system that was the rave by growers that had an Apache sprayer. Because you can select your droplet size and keep it throughout the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. It's pretty cool. They're in Mandan, across from Bonanza. They're in off exit 60, south of Fargo and Frontier, or again online at highplainsapache.com. Talk to anybody that has one. They'll tell you they're great. Finishing our conversation with Mark Mills, who's written a great piece for the 360 Review, which we are highlighting today. It's Labor Day. And so we thought we'd highlight the labor of some folks in some very innovative areas in North Dakota today, and the UAS space is one of them. By the way, everybody I talk to has a different name they like to use. RPA, Remote Piloted Aircraft. There's a drone. There's a UAS. Do you have a favorite, Mark, that you think? I know drones are thought to be sort of controversial, right? So we don't like to use the term drones, especially when we're talking about commercialization. But do you have a favorite?
I just use drones because everybody knows what it means. I mean, it's one of these, and I know why there's a lot of controversy, because the truth is most of these things are, in fact, remotely piloted vehicles. They're not really a drone. Drones are things that pilot themselves. Now, self-piloted flying vehicles, and so there's all kinds of, if you're being technically precise, ways of describing what these things are. But the truth is, what we really mean is it's a small airplane inside which there's no human being. And whether or not the human being is navigating it remotely or a computer is, it's an important detail. But the real revolution is in the fact that we can control and manufacture inexpensively very, very small aircraft. I mean, they're not toys anymore. We make the toys. And there's different kinds. There's quadcopters. These are like helicopters with four props. Everybody's seen these. A lot of them are still fixed wing, which just means literally it looks like a regular airplane. They used to be called model airplanes. You know, a lot of hobbyists flew them for years, but now they've just gotten a lot easier. But, you know, it's easier to say drones. I think everybody knows what we mean by that, but you're right. The use of that word in the military context has caused some people to feel uncomfortable, I guess.
And it's a great piece in 360 Review. I encourage folks to get it. I was enlightened a lot of the energy use of these that I really hadn't thought about. And anybody really in the oil industry in North Dakota ought to be a big champion of drones, because it's more consumers. I mean, here's one example of the arithmetic Mark does for the reader. Even a 5% market penetration of drones carrying freight drives a 50% increase in oil for freight shipping. Just a 1% penetration pushes freight oil use up at least 10%. So there's some pretty significant things there. I think the other thing I wanted to visit about in our remaining couple of minutes here is, as you called it in the piece, the data tsunami, where really the whole idea of these drones being up there that can do some incredible things in agriculture, for instance, in energy, is data, is data gathering, right? So, that's the real, there's a payload, usually a camera, a sensor, whatever, but it's gathering data that then you need to analyze and get the benefit of the drone being up. What does that mean? How will that impact?
So I think, first of all, what most people use drones for is to carry cameras. It's another way to carry a camera. This is true in industry too. You want to, whether it's for safety or whether it's for surveying or whether it's for security, whether you're trying to do analysis with infrared cameras, different kinds of imagers. It's all about images and video. Video is the biggest consumer of bandwidth in the internet. That's what consumes data bandwidth. It's for storage, for transport, for computer processing. And back to a sort of a rule of thumb I said earlier, it ain't no free lunch, right? Everything consumes energy. What most people don't know is that the global cloud, the global internet today, everything associated with computing and communications already uses more energy than the global fleet of aircraft flying human beings and traffic and things over the world. So it's already a big energy consumer. And the fastest growing part of the data that consumes energy in the global internet is video. So along come drones carrying video cameras, not still cameras, but video cameras. But it is inevitable that creating another platform to create yet more video will create more traffic, sort of self-evident, and more traffic will create more energy consumption. In fact, most of the energy consumption in the United States is electricity. But 60% of America's electricity is produced by shale gas and coal. So, and that's going to be, it's going to be 60% shale gas and coal for the foreseeable future. No matter how many wind turbines and solar arrays get built, they're still going to have lots of shale gas and coal being consumed. So that's a long way of saying lots of drones, lots of video, lots more gas and coal get consumed.
The future is fascinating, folks. Buckle up. Mark, thanks so much for your good work for 360 Review. Nice chatting with you.
Great talk. Thank
care.
You.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. SNSMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.